As Hoonron Rishere Clare Shaw, Clare Nigale, Smiley Am Shewis Yahaltacher. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clare Nigale, in which you'll hear the English language as a Gilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan na Mera, the mother tongue of Elin Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Durish. James Challoner is busy telling Thomas, Lord Fairfax, about the 17 ancient parishes, but the scholarship available to him in 1653 hasn't always hit on the right story behind the dedications. The editor for the Manx Society 1868 edition, the Reverend J.G. Cumming, adds extra bits of information, and we've also been going further afield as well to find out more. Tashingol Rish Gascaldus Nabain, Saskiel Scrutek George Orwell, as Chindeet Sahilks on Clanagale. Heel Shin the Heers and Jerry, Michon and Ach van the Bain and Oltoyacht Erculina and Over Erinach. I'd like to say that there's some rhyme or reason for the music in this edition of Clanagale, but I'd be lying. However, what more reason do we need than to say that this first piece, in fact these first two pieces, are sung for us by Ruth Keggin. Tashu geishach rish radio vanin, stashun an ashun, skelyena wash dulish, elden vanin.
Thank you. Mishnek Nessa for a leg, I guess I hid it. Nimister, Nimister has a Mishnek Nessak man, a leg, I guess any her at the Holy Grail. Mishnek Nessa for a leg, I guess I hid it. Nimister, Nimister has a Mishnek Nessak man, a leg, I guess any her at the Holy Grail. Dark luck had me out to sort when he am not for Cassagach.
The next parish James Challoner seeks the derivation of is Lonnon, but Kirk Lommon, he calls it. Kirk Lommon, he says, because dedicated to Lomanus, another of the sons of Tigris, and the first bishop of Trim in Ireland. Now, Challoner mentioned this figure Tigris when he was looking at Kirkbraddon, and he wondered whether that parish was named for either of two sons of Tigris, who, in the account he's been given, was sister to St. Patrick. As it happens, Braddon wasn't named for a son of Tigris, but for St. Brendan the Navigator, so Braddon is a Manx version of Brendan or Brennan. But anyway, here Challoner returns to another son of Tigris, and an online reference that I found says, Bishop of Trim in Meath, Ireland, the son of Tigris, the sister of St. Patrick. He accompanied St. Patrick to Ireland and converted a local chieftain. And then this online reference goes on. Another tradition dates Lomond to the 7th century, denying his relationship to St. Patrick. But is any Lomon or Lomanus correct in this instance? Jaduni charau over a beyon. Gawad angeel oor na sanman a cajan. As lug angeel fa cliachta gull erculina dach shachten gin felieel. Hoshach henk urgecha a bradach. Who a snowballs a tigrinus shan enrit bourd genia. Bolesh Benastia Jones, as rene paint the lair ingen as erk ons paint ven. Vasho erna reisus a chron bradach ons gera a tayerniach, dach mora jaduni. Genia van bradach, ren snowball salsa gemach, de chiadu son maren glada horsen. Chouds van ingen as an erk, kaurach gemach, poblacht na bein nur chit. Harach de weon treva kina denia fe yera corich mau. Lug reisus a bradach fo ulyu na bein chitra chelia sa tald wur, son cochroniach cajan fad greirish a chaglam. On sio fa novar sa chachtan rychit na flannel, as fa gireilin corich roche as ernin rysun a mach.
Dar hicken oi a carnai Juan Priotti tienes escandroi del bueno pen kerti ai gandiritas cram ac main en estropor a dec fint yn y banc ar ôl ei modrif gynor di wec fadir alala di wec fadir alala di wec fadir alala la la la. Mae gennydd hetim cro yn barod i fy siwrne a sgidiau o groen llo a gwys gofrethyn cartre. Mae gennydd di yn llawn yn barod i'w chroesawu a pedair tas o ddawn a dillad ar fy mwely.
Diwec bali la la la, diwec bali la la la, diwec bali la la la.
Mae gennyf ddafaddu yn pori ar eryri, fi adyn cath a chi a gwartheb lond y bwydyn. Bydd edrad da sy a thoi a chai a dal yr arad a gweithio heb ymdroi a thori grych yn wastad.
Diwec, la la la, diwec, la la la.
London o put in peace a gwnnw ar hanner ferwi y cwg wedi torri bus a chodi'r cadach llestri cig ym iaren di yn wydyn yn ei gymale potes mae ffyngri a chloben o faste fale
Iwek palalala Iwek palalala Iwek palalala
Welsh singer Bob Roberts singing about Gwenno Penygelli, Gwenno from the village of Penygelli. Ve the kinjach na muchan hugrosh na kirelan. Von the bein elia tigl an ach de chiau tai, ach ha nodach at smunion riu kirelan ernin son hin. She snowballers Napoleon von a skasta lyrish foda ons na rasunachten. Ach fe gael courage de, na rawn gi sio rhyw ons cwrdeil. Creu'r bi molia fe courage ag yn dera ie, fech y dje elia brawsiga dy lladdw naiaga. I'r tref ei cordich, rydyn ach er ahon hi na fodach pech rybi siadw nai, dy reil yn ai feg chaw hol jen hwlach mor tai es on bein fe sia ofer, Fa'r ysunach a'r genach mychion yn eis ciart eg dach caint dy fech dy chyt dy fe na haw. Fy'n tiaglym rhyw chyt gyjera leis goel yn yr en ben hosn, as fy'n ffasta cwryt des sogar. Ren y moch yn freil y tai grainus morcion cherwyr yn son hyn. Now when we were looking at the name of Russian, James Challoner came up with something based on the English name for the rush, the plant growing in boggy areas. Now that was incorrect, and despite the Reverend J.G. Cummings' note about an otherwise unknown saint called Russian, the name Russian is, in fact, a mystery, but it's probably descriptive of a feature of the parish, which may be either a woody area or one or more of the promontories. However, in Cummings' note, he referred to this unknown St. Russian as being a follower of Columbkilia on Iona. And, with mentioning Columbkilia, one of his known followers on Iona, and in fact Columbkilia's biographer, was St. Adamnan, or St. Onan in the Gaelic form. The present dedication of Old Kirklonan is to Adamnan, so accepting that idea. In his Gaelic form, the original site dedicated to him would be Kiel Onan, which became Kiel Lonan and Lonan before the Scandinavian element was added to the parish name to make it Kirk Lonan. As Nish, the outside track, the testimonial. We'll be right back. the outside track, playing a medley they call the testimonial.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Shaw Stashun and Ashun, Radio Vanin, as she Claire Negailt and Claire Shaw. She Robert Cutine Carswell and Enamorum, Robert de Carslachmutter.
Ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, the advantage of regarding the dedication of the parish of Kirklonan to a saint called Adamnan, which became Onan in the Gaelic form, is that it's got two N's in it rather than the M and N of Lomanus, as proposed by Challoner, who refers to the parish name incorrectly anyway as Kirklomen. Finally, Challoner names the incumbent in 1653 when he was writing his report, and he says it was Sir James Moore, minister. The next parish we can make short work of, Kirkmacheld to Macheld being bishop here, as is before remembered, Sir Robert Allen, minister. Well, yes, the story of the brigand Macheld, converted by St. Patrick and being set afloat in chains in a coracle to trust his life to God, that's very well known in Manx tradition, coming ashore at Macheld Head and being taken into the monastery there, and his piety led to his being made a bishop in due course. And Challoner points out that he's referred to that particular story earlier in this text. Next, Kirkmaround, to that saint, Sir William Oates, minister. On shore, ons na faster and beggar, rennet studeris jane agawanus du, jane sersnus, as jay ellen and fe moil elia, as lioran rennet corliau as an tai erinach. For snowball cor taruchid ersen heen, lioris rechen the bain elia, de yinu susna ve chit ermar, bingen bech. Ve ginski is jinu sho, huggi erbun a ving bre uen son the kjarken, a commius farbel and glenna son a nyolach, a ving a insacha cum regen fai, van dain jay sho, the vinacha na rodden and as na cunyan, a gleishach olus bena son the kiri, as cochlein fair elia, chomas cor chosh brastlan caurliai as skriw, Lord Trudus Trude, ren the Shelley and Shaw, fell Yale. Ren an abe the Venach and the Creature and Fai, mor sampler, brisha sheis bonus chilirach. Ren the Tanacht and Leshimmerkus on a hootsmoo, marva dry. This now is Gerald and the Rollachoin, who's smitten with a treasure, a love.
Thank you.
as tref a gullar corish lesh fieldus, harawad a goil von deish jay. Henke chet de vein all to Jane Ving a insicha, as va fig asta onji riscus de len. Veira agen laed a rau, na sai ar a vullach, as lord riscus de sperriu, va begge nas a roshness. Ve ginch dau de rau ulyu na bein nish nin gum regen, as de vodach sparrow ar bi varaya chit as goil eish ar a meg. Och, ren na sperriu tanacht an foda de luar voi. Ach fys bi jaelach fan a braslan cawr liai as skriw. Lioris yn iawr fa bunnas dach bech ar a gawltas letter royal, ffôn a harish. Son na mwchan, oed a chudson liai as skriw de Glen Hanna. Ren na modd i insach a da lai mai da lŵr, ach chyrawd simoc ar liai feg ar lima jain a siach anachan. Oed ach Muriel a gawr, Lai beggen na sharn an na modi. As na kirtan yinach ei lai erur den a fir elias an yaster beg, vai miran jay peber naiach, huri sachar na en truster. Now I suppose we ought to say that, just like in Malu, where the saint Lua was addressed reverently as My Lua, Malua, giving rise to that parish name, that can also be said of St. Ronan or St. Runius or Rooney, who was addressed as Ma Rooney, My Rooney, and Maruna is the Manx name of the present Kirk Maraun. There's nothing more to be said of the next entry either, Kirkpatrick of Peel, because within the castle of the Peel and dedicated to St. Patrick, Sir Thomas Harrison, minister. The Reverend Cumming has a note about the next one, Kirk German, to that saint, being the first bishop here, also within the said castle. Sir William Cosheneham, minister. Now Cumming quotes the Manx Society Honorary Secretary Paul Brideson in saying that the Reverend William Cosheneham was vicar of Kirk German in 1621 and also within Peel Castle in 1653, when he was succeeded by Sir Thomas Harrison. And we've just heard that the Reverend Thomas Harrison was the vicar of Patrick. Robert Teer singing a French song, La Belle est au Jardin d'Amour, Beauty is in the Garden of Love, and that was a setting by Benjamin Britten. Kirkmichael. To St. Michael the Archangel, says Challoner. Sir Hugh Cannell, minister, assistant to Bishop Phillips in translating of the Bible. Well, we heard earlier of a tradition that Bishop John Phillips was responsible for a translation of the Bible into Manx in about 1610. But the only manuscript that's come down to us is of the Book of Common Prayer, although that contains many Bible readings. Well, here we have another reference to that lost work, the Bible in Manx, apparently translated by John Phillips, which was reputedly done with the assistance of the Reverend Hugh Cannell, the vicar of Kirkmichael. On again to St. Mary of Balaf, so called because dedicated to St. Mary. Balaf signifies in Manx Mire Town, because it's situated in a place that formerly was a bog. Mr. Robert Parr, parson, to whom I was beholden for some derivation of places. Now J.G. Cumming has a note about there being a number of clergy over a spread of years called Robert Parr, which is as it may be, but it's not a particularly helpful note. Oddach Benjamin Lyach y Maes Mwchyr Bi, ach yr enni rhyw imid jyn eiblyd ega. Chawds fy ffys ega ys eisyn, yr awfeg ffiw lyai. Dyn si clover y cled naberliet, ach chynodi corcwdiach ffoglen. Hydod box y corsn yn y sorgen yn letter D. Oddach ei tarmach A, B, C, D, Sir John les yn ingyn ffifwr ega. As eis fech ein y lladdw blec y er na letteren, as na clisian egen yn lai yr gŵl, na cyrdyn cre a tabag ega, as e geba leis a cledyn iart da chwnion er na fech sa na unid, a chrân er yw chit leis. Cius da cyrdyn da jarw, jinsi e E, F, G, H. Och, lioris yn tref a fys ega orwsyn, fe rhyw chit mach draw A, B, C, D, gyrwydych ega. Fe iera, rene rechyd dy fe bwyach les na cair letter yn toshi. As ynach ei sgriw sysad cyd na ghe dach le, da ar niartach e chwniach. Ren Molly, gobl insach y feg, ach na sie letter yn fa ffogl ymach yn enym ex hyn. Off to Cornwall now with Anau Atau. Thank you. Cornish band are now at Tau, taking us to Sunny Corner and Frogpool. Stasiwn yn asiwn ta radio fanyn, a stasiw geisiach Chris Clenegale. Meryn Pyn, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
The next entry by James Challoner is one of those that seems to be, well, rather pedantic in stating the obvious. Kirkpatrick of Jerby, he says. This church was dedicated to St. Patrick, and to distinguish it from Kirkpatrick of Peel, it's called St. Patrick of Jerby, and Jerby is the name of that land whereon it's erected. Sir William Crowe, minister. Kirkandrew, because dedicated to St. Andrew. Sir John Huddleston, the present curate. This parsonage belonged always to the archdeacon. And so it did, up till the death of the venerable John Cewley, rector of Andrus and archdeacon of Man, from 1912 to 1938. The office of archdeacon goes back to at least the 13th century, when there's a note that Lawrence served as archdeacon in 1248. He went on to become bishop. At one time, the archdeacon of Man sat in the legislative council with the bishop, and also had a vote. And in fact, the venerable John Cewley that I just mentioned was able to exercise that between 1912 and reform of the legislative council, which did away with the archdeacon's place in 1919. Yinnach I ud de chiada de fi jesh, as mir yn de chwig. As eish yinnach I ud de yeshinach a les blen ag e. A siwl ma gyt de mw, cor yin de sorw. Chyd od fer y bi jain y be yn elius ag alt as cas na na saja na letter A. Henke maach nis da rawn y be yn slw chilach, gwrs na ciri, na ciarcan, as na tunnagan, Gin eblid de insachan a seacht anachan na tingachanach. Look palcha smunion, ren snowball fogra gemach, de vodach na seacht anachan de fondach, ve jint ons onre kielach, a shendig re, kier lurgachan mai, de lurge sai. Vesho, as eshen, goilstiach bun nai len femoil a vecheris. Quae erbiva tickle shaw de bollach, vech is soucher, vai poorach en denia. Rendan yinly shadow nai egahajach, erno de rauwe jean dow, de rauw delurga oxen yis. Ach, ren snowball prowl dow, na rauw shen an acht. Katrina Watt sings a song, aus a Gaelic, in Scottish Gaelic, called A Jealous Woman. Although the lyrics she sings omit the early part of the story, where one sister is jealous of another, goes with her down onto the shore, lulls her to sleep, and then ties her hair to a rock so that she's drowned by the incoming tide. How sweet.
Ich will mich nur gesehen, schütte sie mir in ihr Wort, ich will schütten mir an mavo, you wee me can you boy, you wee me smoke as him, should they see me can you boy, you should mungavo, Brooklyn cheery on the holum, Brooklyn cheery, 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 Brooklyn cheery on the holum, Brooklyn mode is grime, Brooklyn cheery on the holum, Brooklyn cheery, 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 Brooklyn cheery on the holum, Brooklyn mode is grime, you wee me can you boy.
Katrina Watt with a song in Scottish Gaelic, Avan Udach. Skia nushug chumregan as eshen. She alti rahai glaesacha, as chene rahai lawacha. Masol yizachi guller tigl de vena lurga. Shean lau te kauracha mach dunya, as liesh te jinu ulu and jilega. Harawen yinli tiggle foglen yaura snowball. Och, renat saiacha jane saljacha machega. As ren ulun the bain slew, gold tayach dernin over, dinsacha a re keelach no erna chingachanok. Va ker lurgachan mai, de lurger sai, scrutier ball a hole a tolt, skin the shach anachan, as uns letter and smoo. Geleers wij er in de chingachan ook, henk a rij kielach sjo de wij fietatnisach den a kiri, as de menich haus wat nin lai sa waar, jinnach het ulju gold tayach der mele, kier lurgachan mai, de lurge saai, kier lurgachan mai, de lurge saai, as tanach den les shen rish oer lug oer, gin riu chit de wij skijay. Challoner moves us on again now to Kirkbride, because dedicated to St. Bridget, who received the veil of virginity of St. Patrick, or from some of his disciples, when she was not full 14 years of age. A virgin highly remarked in her time for sanctity, and born in the province of Ulster, and abbess of a cell within the city of Kildare. Mr. John Harrison, parson. Well, Manx tradition has St. Bridget taking the veil as a bride of Christ from St. Machald, and he'd been converted to Christianity, after his life of brigandry, by St. Patrick. In the Irish tradition, St. Bridget took the veil from a bishop with a similar name to Machald, but in that case he was from Croghan and County Offaly, which is also strongly associated with St. Bridget, possibly she was born there. But elsewhere it said she was born in County Louth. But whichever, Challoner's reference to the province of Ulster then looks to be incorrect, whether it's Louth or Offaly. bride or Bridget, Brigia in the Manx form, is also said to have founded the nunnery just south of Douglas. Manx National Songs was published in 1896. This is a song from it with lyrics by Deemster John Frederick, Fred Gill, the King of the Sea. And here Philly Gawn sings it with the band Skeel.
Before the wind and tide, the gannets plunge, the gulls keep watch, the heron shoulders wide. Oh, the heron boys, the heron, oh, the heron boys, for me, red or pickled, fresh or kippered, oh, the heron is king of the sea. Country Head and Yabble Point will soon be left behind, a fleshy face, a west by west, a merry friends we'll find. Oh, the heron boys, the heron, oh, the heron boys, for me, red or kippered, fresh or pickled, oh, the heron is king of the sea. Admiral Quirk has struck his flag, so down with the nets and pray. The fisher's friend to bless our homes and toil by night and day. Oh, the heron boys, the heron, oh, the heron boys, for me, red or kippered, fresh or pickled, oh, the heron is king of the sea. Shines. 'Tis time to haul a glittering train and ship our loaded lines. Oh, the heron boys, the heron, oh, the heron boys, for me, red or kippered, fresh or pickled, oh, the heron is king of the sea. With moistened brow and grateful heart and joyful voice we raise, as homeward glides a gallant raft, our morning songs of praise. Oh, the heron boys, the heron, oh, the heron boys, for me, red or kippered, fresh or pickled, oh, the heron is king of the sea.
King of the Sea, Philly Gawn with the band Skeel. And so, for the time being, we take our leave of James Challoner and of Eric Blair, which was the given name of the man who's become well known to us as George Orwell. Another dip into their works next time. We finish with a trip to Brittany with the band Four's Penhouse. As me saw nish dera nachiat, shene was a chlesho clenigail. And so now, until the next time, this is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve I machrieru as orsalier, as me yeri and shed you will you.